I think the overall point is that the controller's office in New York is set up uniquely to be independent fiscal watchdog, to review the fiscal affairs of the state with a view towards protecting the taxpayer interests. That's why it's independently elected. That's why we're set up the way we're set up.
It's in the Constitution.
Well, and it's in New York state law. And the overall purpose of the office is certainly in the Constitution. But as you point out, a few years ago, the legislature, at the recommendation of the governor, took away some of that ability to review contracts. And one of the arguments was, well, they could always audit after the fact if there's a problem. After the fact doesn't prevent a problem from happening. And when you audit something and say, well, you know, it shouldn't have happened, that doesn't change anything, number one. Number two, it was also said that in the interest of efficiency, we need to take away this level of oversight. Well, you know, I've always challenged the notion that the controller's office's reviews create inefficiency. It's really there to protect taxpayer value. And in fact, we do a very fast turnaround on contract review and approval. So with a number of SUNY contracts, with these large centralized contracts that are let through the Office of General Services, we no longer have the statutory authority to review that we had before. The charges, you know, the allegations that came out of Prepahara's office raised serious questions about how money is funneled in the state. If we had more review, could we have perhaps stopped it? Maybe, but I don't know for a fact that that's the case. At the very least, folks would have known someone outside of the administration was looking, and it might have prevented the temptation for people to think that they could get away with what allegedly is bid rigging and people enriching themselves.
Well, you say allegedly, but one of the two who have been accused has already pled guilty. The other one is the alleged brother of Andrew Cuomo. He calls him his brother, and the one that his father liked the most. So this is pretty close to home.
But and big contributors, you know, in terms of the contractors. Look, we need to have a top to bottom review of the procurement practices we have in the state. Part of that, I think, has to start with restoring the authority from our office for this oversight that was taken away. But I really think we need to
have
look
you heard
more
from broad. Wait. Yeah. Have you heard from anybody in the legislature?
Oh, lots. Oh,
Tom,
several.
We did
yes.
the wrong thing.
Yes.
We shouldn't
yes.
have rolled over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A number have called. And some have said it publicly. Now, what happens in January when everybody's back? You know, look what happens. I don't have a seat at the table as part of the legislative process. There's all kinds of trades that go on over a lot of issues. So I'm not naive. You know, people who are now calling me up and saying, we want to correct this, what they're going to say in January. I don't know. I hope they do, because we need to protect the taxpayer interest in this area. And I think the other thing we need to look at, Alan, is look at these nonprofit entities that were set up as part of this arrangement. So you had money going to SUNY, then some of the money goes to Empire State Development, then it goes to these nonprofits, Fuller Road, Fort Schuyler. These are the entities that, you know, part of the Nano Project here in Albany, Buffalo Billion.
By the way, the Nano Project, Elaine Calieros,
yeah.
he has been arrested on state and federal charges also. So your point is quite...
Well, but see, with these nonprofit entities, there's really no accountability. And I think you really need to ask the question, should you have any money going through these nonprofits at all? You know, one of the things I've suggested is maybe we need to eliminate totally that layer, that opaque layer, where money needs to really be on the books. We need to have transparency. The only way you're going to have real accountability, and as we've often said, the best disinfectant, right, you've heard it over many years, mm-hmm. not me the first one to say it, is sunlight. Mm. Well, you need to get back to transparency. So when you have monies flowing through these various levels without the review of the controller's office and then into these nonprofits that are really set up, quote unquote, to be efficient, but really meant to be in the shadows, well, gee, what a surprise. People are going to try to take advantage.